The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hurry up, you two, now finish your breakfast. I've got so much to do today. And I want to get the breakfast dishes done before Madge comes over. Now, drink your milk, Betsy, please.
Yes, Mommy. Daddy?
Hmm?
Didn't you tell her?
Tell her what?
Tell her to go away this afternoon so we can fix everything up.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Any more coffee, dear?
Yeah, if there is any, please. Are you going downtown today?
Downtown? Heavens, no. I'm going to start taking all the things into the kitchen, putting them in the cupboard.
Oh.
I suppose I shouldn't do it, really, until we get the wallpaper on, but I am so sick of living in this garage that I am determined to be in by Thanksgiving.
Well, honey, why don't you take some time off? Maybe you go to a movie this afternoon.
A movie with all I have to do?
Please, Mommy, go to a movie or something.
What is the matter with you two?
Nothing. We just thought you were working too hard, that's all. You want to take a little time out to relax and enjoy yourself.
Oh, I can't relax and enjoy myself, and there's so much to be done, dear.
Mommy, you are working too hard.
Yes.
And it would be nice if you'd go to a movie this afternoon.
Are you two up to something?
No, we're not up to something, are we, Daddy?
Oh, really? What is it? What is it?
No, Betsy.
It's nothing, Mommy, really. We don't have any secrets, do we, Daddy?
No, not at all.
Really, we don't.
Well, then why are you trying to get me out of the house?
Look, we're not trying to get you out. We just thought it would be nice if you'd go to a movie, that's all. Say about 3:30 this afternoon and get home about 6 o'clock.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, see, I can't go to a movie. I have Bobby, but maybe I could take him and go over and visit Eleanor and get home. Oh, say around 6.
Fine, that'd be fine.
You don't have any secrets, do we, Daddy?
No.
Join CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall for a hilarious combination of music and fun. 5 nights a week, and Saturday in the daytime, too, you'll enjoy the wonderful characterizations of these beloved comedy favorites. Amos and Andy also invite some of the biggest names in show business to their music hall to join the super-duper goings-on. The doors of their grand ballroom of the Lodge of the Mystic Knights of the Sea are open every Monday through Friday evening, and early in the day on Saturday on most of these same CBS radio stations. Laugh along with Amos and Andy and the Kingfish. We'll bring you a whole ballroom filled with the music of America's top song hits. The antics of these famous fun makers will put you in a lighthearted mood as they get lightheaded about everything from high finance to romance. Get together with your whole family and live it up with the comedy music and fun that you'll find at the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Now, you don't have to jot down the date or tie a string around your finger to remember this invitation. All you have to do is keep your dial set right where it is at CBS Radio.
Here she comes. Here comes Mommy.
Light the candles, Daddy.
Oh, golly, candles, yes. Where's the match? Oh, just a minute. Don't come in. Hold it.
Oh, doesn't the table look beautiful?
Yeah. Is the big surprise all ready now?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. Won't Mommy be surprised?
Yeah, I think she will. She better be. Okay. All right, let her in. Surprise! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Is it?
Yeah.
Is it my birthday?
Well, November 25th always has been your birthday.
Oh, I forgot it. I did. I've been so busy with the painting. Oh, look at the table. Did you decorate it, Betsy?
Yes. Do you like it, Mommy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, take the baby.
Oh, yeah. Give me a Bobby. Come here, your old man.
Look, Bobby. Look how pretty the table is.
Oh, why, Betsy, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah, now you just sit down and be the birthday girl. Come on now.
We're going to wait on you tonight, Mommy.
You are? Oh, that's wonderful.
You've got napkins that say happy birthday. Some paper plates and paper cups, and they all say happy birthday. I picked them out.
Oh, they are lovely, Betsy. Oh, isn't this fun?
It's your mommy's
and
birthday.
Such beautiful roses for the centerpiece and this big birthday card.
I know that.
What a lovely card.
Open it up. It says happy birthday to my mother. Love, Betsy. And these are the kisses and these are the hugs.
Oh, Betsy.
And there's a poem I made on the back. Turn it over.
My goodness gracious, a poem.
Shall I read it to you?
Well, yes. You read it to me, dear.
I love Mommy all the time and every day, when I'm in school and when I play.
Oh, honey.
It rhymes.
Yes, I can see it rhymes.
It rhymes.
Oh, Betsy, thank you, darling. I'm gonna put it away and keep it forever.
Betsy, don't you think we ought to let Mommy unwrap her big surprise? I mean, I don't think we ought to keep it too long the way it is.
Why, is it perishable?
Well, it could be.
My goodness, what could it be, huh?
Oh, gosh, how many sweaters and stuff do you put on this kid? Yes, your Mommy bundles you up too much, doesn't she? All right, there we are.
Honey, what is the big surprise? It seems to me I've had a big surprise already.
You really like the card I made you, Mommy?
Why, I just love this card. I just love it. I should say I do.
Betsy, I don't like to keep pressing this, but Mommy really should open the main present of the day.
Turn it around, Mommy. Look. It's coming up yet.
Well, good heavens, what is it? Looks like a statue yet to be unveiled.
Well, that's pretty close. I just threw the blanket over it, you see.
Take the blanket off the box, Daddy.
Yeah, well, just a second.
My heavens, where did you ever get an enormous box like that?
Wait till you see what's in it, Mommy.
Yeah, you wait.
It's big enough for one of those big musical instruments. What do you call them? A bass viol?
It isn't a bass viol. Well, I think we'd better get it open pretty soon here. Untie the ribbon.
You never guess what it is, Mommy.
I'll bet it's a grandfather's clock.
No.
Well, see, I got the ribbon untied, but there seems to be a rope around it, too. Yeah, well, it's a heavy cord, I guess.
Oh, no.
Oh, I tied a rope around it, Daddy, so it wouldn't come open.
Oh, honey, gee. You needn't have done that.
And about 100 double knots, too, it seems. You better get a scissors here.
Oh, no, a scissors wouldn't cut this heavy stuff. Here, wait a minute, let me try undoing it.
Must be a grandfather's clock inside. I never saw such a tall box.
No, you'll never guess. Oh, for the love of Mike, Betsy, how did you ever tie these knots so tight? Get a knife.
A knife?
Yeah, get a knife. I can't.
Oh, wouldn't you know? I took all the knives out to be sharpened today.
What?
Well, dear, you wanted me out of the house, so I just rounded up all the things that needed repairing. Like the two clocks and the toaster and the lamp. And then I just thought, I'm going down that way. I'll have all my knives sharpened. They needed it all so badly.
Well, for Pete's sake, we must have at least a paring knife or something.
Well, we don't, dear. I've got my potato peeler, so I didn't need a paring knife to peel potatoes. And I just thought, well, I'll take all my knives as long as I'm going down.
Well, look, for Pete's sake, we have got to get this open now.
Why are you so funny?
Well, because
Daddy, it's a surprise.
Well, look, if we don't get it open, it'll be a dead surprise. The surprise Betsy has got to breathe. Now, where are the steak knives?
You mean there's something alive in there?
Oh, Daddy, don't tell her.
Where are the steak knives?
They're packed somewhere in one of the cartons. We haven't used them for ages. Dear, I don't know what could be in there that is alive.
Well, never mind. There's something I can't
imagine what it could be. Unless it's an alligator standing on his tail. Is that it, Betsy?
No. Oh, Mommy, you're so funny.
Look, dear, this is not so funny. I tell you, there must be a knife around here somewhere. We've got to get this thing open. I didn't cut any air holes. I expected to open it right away. And then, surprise or not, Betsy, are you all right in there?
Oh, Daddy.
You mean somebody is in there?
Yes.
Oh,
never mind.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
This has turned out to be a surprise to everybody, so now stop yowling, will you? We wanted to suffocate in there. Listen, are you all right?
Who is it, dear? Who's in there?
Betsy, would you cry now, will you? Hello, will you answer me in there? Are you all right? For Pete's sake, she doesn't answer. She doesn't answer.
Well, who doesn't answer? Who is it?
Aunt Effie.
Oh, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Why? Did you put Aunt Effie in a box like that? Did you slide it off?
Pull down that side. Over.
Do you think suffocated or fainted or anything?
I don't know what happened.
Why? You would ever think of having her get in a big box like
this? Idea. We thought it would... Pull, will you?
I am going to wrap Aunt Effie up so she looks like a real present. Yes.
Pull down on the cord, will you? I am pulling. It's coming.
All right, get out of the way. Let me get this thing open. Stand back. Get some water, will you? Casey's...
Happy birthday, dear.
Surprise, Mommy?
Why didn't you answer when I pounded on the button?
Well, I wasn't going to spoil Betsy's surprise.
Oh,
my. Well, I couldn't have had a
nicer birthday present, Betsy. Oh, it's wonderful to see Annie.
Well, it's wonderful to visit you again. And where's my boy?
Oh, he's right here.
Oh, my goodness, how he's grown.
Here's Mommy, open her up.
No. I think we better have dinner first. I don't know about your mother, but I've had enough surprises on an empty stomach. We'll open the rest of the presents when we have the birthday cake.
Now, you two just sit down. Betsy and I have the dinner all planned.
And then, Mommy, we have more surprises.
Oh, more surprises.
Now, you sure you like it?
Oh, I just love it.
If you don't, you know, you can take it back.
No, it fits perfectly.
Well, it is simply beautiful, dear.
You know, I've always wanted a jeweled sweater, but they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, you were much too extravagant.
Ah, well, nothing's too good for my girl.
What's this one next, Mommy? It's from me. I wrapped it, too.
Oh, from you. And such a beautiful bow you tied. Betsy has just learned to tie really good bows and knots.
I know.
Shall I help you open the present, Mommy?
Oh, right, you can help me.
Well, I'm sorry to say that my present to you isn't here yet.
Well, just having you with us again, Aunt Effie, is present enough now.
I tried to get it delivered here today, but it just couldn't be done. It's arriving tomorrow, though, and I hope you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure I will. My goodness.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I think you'll just love it, because you like antiques so much.
Antiques?
Hmm.
Oh, Aunt Effie, now you didn't go and spend a lot of money,
did you? Oh, my, dear. I have a lot of money to spend. No, this is something I had in the house, but I'm giving it to you. It was my grandmother's. First, Martha said, she doesn't want that great, big, heavy old thing. But I said I was sure you would love it.
Uh-huh.
And it would be perfect in your front hall.
In the front hall?
Mm-hmm.
But, Aunt Effie, that...
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, great, big, heavy, old thing? I mean, we only have so much room, you know, Aunt Effie. I mean, we might be crazy to have it, but I just meant to...
Well, naturally, if it turns out you don't want it...
Oh, no, you didn't mean that.
I'll get us some more coffee. I certainly wouldn't force you to take something you don't want.
Oh, well...
Look, Mommy, look what I gave you. It looks like an ashtray, but it isn't an ashtray. See?
Oh, my goodness, what is it? It's shaped like a little tea kettle, isn't it?
And it says, I'll hold your tea bag.
Oh, isn't that perfect? Every time I have a cup of tea, I'm always left with a dripping tea bag, and this will be just perfect. Thank you, Ben. Oh, your mommy's darling. What in the world do you suppose that Effie's giving me?
Well, we'll know tomorrow. It arrives in the morning.
Well, this has just been the nicest birthday I've ever had. Oh, thank you, Aunt Effie. You make the best coffee.
Thank you. Now, if you don't like my present when it arrives, it won't hurt my feelings a bit.
Oh, no,
believe me.
That's one thing about me. My feelings never get hurt.
Look, all I meant was, Aunt
Effie. We will love it, Aunt Effie. Now, don't you give that another thought.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.